Over on the Democratic side, Governor Gray Davis has attacked the recall effort with new vigor, and Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante has proposed a plan to narrow California's budget gap by $8 billion. Bustamante calls his package of taxes and unspecified budget cuts tough love for California, and he vowed yesterday to make it law one way or another.
If I am elected, I will call the legislature into special session. If we can't agree on my plan, I'll gather the signatures for an initiative, call a special election, and I'll take my tough love plan to the people. We'll put it, all of it, on the ballot all at once.
While Bustamante got specific about what he would do if the recall succeeds, Governor Davis was attacking the recall as something akin, he said, to the impeachment of President Clinton.
This recall is bigger than California. What's happening here is part of an ongoing national effort to steal elections Republicans cannot win.
It's Governor Gray Davis. Phil Matier is a political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. He joins us now. Phil Matier, is this the Gray Davis strategy, paint the recall as part of a vast right-wing conspiracy?
Well, it's one component of a recall strategy that's actually evolving even as we speak. The first effort is to paint it, as you said, a right-wing conspiracy that started in Florida and is making its way to California and then will possibly be replicated in other states. The other part of it, however, has to be just selling himself and answering to Californians' increasing discontent over the energy crisis we had, the budget crisis we're now having, and just about everything else in the state that people are mad at.
And he is known as a fighter, I gather.
He's known as a fighter, not always the cleanest of fighters, but definitely a fighter and a scraper and a guy that somehow always manages to come out surviving, sometimes at the cost of his fellow Democrats. And that's coming back to haunt him because another person's gotten in the ring, as you pointed out, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. Now, normally when a recall happens like this and it's Republican-backed, you would think that the Democrats would circle the wagons. But in this case, between the polls and their own personal animosity with the governor, the exact opposite has happened. Many Democrats, with the exception of Senator Dianne Feinstein, are actually opening up the wagons and saying, let's bring out one of our own closer to us philosophically and run them as a fallback.
Well, as we heard, Lieutenant Governor Bustamante proposes perhaps yet another referendum for Californians to settle things at the ballot box. Well, what generally is his strategy?
So far, it's interesting. Bustamante, as we said, has never gotten along with Gray Davis. And Gray Davis didn't want Bustamante to get in the race, even as a backup. But he did. And he's come out swinging, both at Republicans and with a couple of elbows into Gray Davis's backside as well. This budget strategy they unveiled with its taxes and cuts is pretty much what didn't make it through the legislature this year when Davis was grappling with it. So in a way, it's my plan, and he's also sending a message saying, I can do what he couldn't do.
Statewide races in California in recent years have been mostly won by Democrats. Do they still stand with a real advantage in this race simply because a Democrat is likely to prevail in California?
Historically, yes, a Democrat's going to prevail. But the dirty little secret here is that a number of people that signed the recall petitions are Democrats. And polls show sizable support for the recall is among Democrats. So just putting a Democrat on the ticket is not enough. Democrats are having to rediscover themselves and put out a message as to why you need to get back into the fold. So the simple fact that they have a majority should have knocked this recall out from the get-go. It hasn't, and the reason is because it's spread across party lines.
Phil Matier, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Phil Matier is a political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle.